I search for people who agree with me. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert Abarly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I search for people who agree with me. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Searching for people who agree with us. That's sort of not holding up any new frontiers for us, not holding up any new ideas of ways that we're going to look at things and ways of considering life. Unless we go out and look for new frontiers, unless we go out and look for new avenues of life, everything is pretty much the same. Everything is pretty much the same. Now, that's the way the humans think, and that's the way we think. We're human. We think that if there's not a little bit of variety in life, life's not exciting. Unless we have people who agree with us, I search for people who agree with us, with me. Unless I search for people who agree with me, I am doing all sorts of things that can get me into trouble. Now, how can it get me into trouble? Well, it gets us into trouble by having us thinking in another area. For instance, if I was not interested in war, and then I would go and study war, and I'd look for people who were into being interested in war, and being interested in the culture of war, being interested in arms, being interested in armament, protecting the countries and protecting this and protecting that, then if I were interested in that, then I'd be looking for that type of people. I'd have my life filled with that type of people, and there would be no room for peace. There'd be no room for peace, because I would have my whole attention concerned with war and how to make war, how to have the machinery of war, and all that other good stuff. Well, now, I'm not really so strange when I seek people who think like I do and who agree with me. I seek out people who agree with me. Now, you mean I should have everybody say that Herb Bierley is wonderful, Herb Bierley is good, Herb Bierley is beautiful, Herb Bierley is rich, Herb Bierley is healthy, Herb Bierley is the most fantastic person on the face of the earth? You know, how many people do you think I would find who think like that? Well, for starters, I should find one, and that's me. And if I don't find me thinking that way, then I won't find any. Because if I don't find me looking for being the kind of person that I think I am, nobody else is going to see that. Everybody's going to see in me what they are, not what I am. And I will outpicture in my life only what other people outpicture. I won't outpicture what I theoretically think I am inside of myself. Now, who are we way down deep? Who are we at the very heart and soul of our being? Are we people interested in war? Are we interested in peace? Just as one illustration. Are we people who are interested in health? Or are we interested in sickness? Are we interested in imbalance? Or are we interested in balance? Whatever we put our attention to, that's what we experience. Now, are we going to put our attention to that which we really are, and then have people come along? You're a Pollyanna. You think that just because the sun is shining, it's a lovely day. You know, it is for me. You think that just because everything's going right in your life, that you're a happy person, and that you should be, everybody else's life is going right too. That should be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, we have a lot of these philosophical and psychological phrases that we've used for years, and we haven't paid attention to it. We haven't paid attention to what these philosophical and psychological phrases mean. And what they mean is, how do we think about ourselves? What sort of people do we seek? Do we seek people that agree with us? Or do we seek people that challenge our thinking to make us look at other avenues of thought? Do we join organizations so that we can help other people? Do we join societies so we can be beneficial to the world? Are we interested in the Peace Corps? Are we interested in the Mountain Health community health news area? Are we interested in what's going on in the water level of the mountain area here, where the level for water, that potable water, is down or up because of the rain or lack of rain? Now, can you imagine anybody going out and solving a problem with the problem? Can you imagine somebody going out and solving the problem of inadequate water by saying, we have inadequate water and therefore you shouldn't use so much? You should use water more efficiently and stuff like that. I often wonder where people get those ideas. Now, geologists tell us that water levels are different things, and geologists tell us these things and those things, but geologists don't know everything. Geologists know their business, that's true. They know what the water tables are, but they don't know how to fill those water tables up. They don't know how to put balance in the water availability in the area. Now, can you go up in the sky and say, by the way, rain, come over this way here. We need you over in this area now. Can you go up in the sky and say, hey, God, put a little more rain in this area and a little less over there where it's causing flooding and little this and little that. Hey, God, you know, it'd be nice if it would rain every night, maybe about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Not a gully washer, but just gentle rain that would make everything grow beautifully. Wouldn't that be beautiful? And, hey, God, you see, we're looking to something outside of ourselves. Now, when we realize that we are the creator, and by our thought, we put the cause in motion to have what we want, then we begin to do what we say here. I search for people who agree with me. We search for what is the source of who agrees with us. Who agrees with us? Well, number one, the divine agrees with us. And that's the biggest source in the world. If you are in a country and the country has a king, and the king has control over everything, and you would like to have money to improve the schools, and so you go to the king and you say, King, I would like money to improve the schools. And the king says, sorry, you can't have it. And there's no way you can get it. And so you think, So you go to the king, or you have someone else go to the king, and they say to the king, your son is in this school, and this school would like to have the latest equipment so your son can be taught the latest things on computers and other things like that. Now, we need another $3 million to upgrade the school system's program. Just for my son, there's a computer, only costs so many dollars. Well, if it's not the total program, then your son will be taught things out of line with the rest of the kids who are not learning it. And if all of the students in our kingdom are learning this, it'll make a stronger and better kingdom, and we will have a more united kingdom. Oh, how about that, you know? So if we go with the right story to the king is going to cooperate. Now, if we go with the right story to our own mind, our mind is going to cooperate. If we go with the right story to our mind and say to our mind that we live, all is in divine order. We live with everything working smoothly and harmoniously and beautiful, you know? Now, if we start just throwing that at our mind and at our attention, we sort of sometimes object. But if we were to say, the most natural thing for a perfect created being is to have everything in its experience in divine order. The most natural thing for a perfectly created being is to have everything working harmoniously and smoothly. So, you see, we could change the word people into circumstances. And we say to ourselves, I search out circumstances who agree with me. Isn't that interesting? I search out circumstances who agree with me. And the circumstances and people are together. And when we do this, then we open the door for ourselves to have every experience that we choose to have. But as of the moment, we're fighting that. We're fighting the idea that the ecology of the world is so terrible, and that the atmosphere is losing its ozone, and that a bunch of other things are going on, and that the rains are becoming worse, and that the glaciers are becoming smaller, and the water is rising in the oceans, and pretty soon it'll cover up the seashores. You know, we say all these things. Hey, is that what we want? What was it that maintained the balance before the glaciers started melting? What was it that maintained the balance? Well, what maintained the balance was our ignorance. We didn't stick our nose in that area. And the minute we stuck our nose in that area as a human race, it began to change. Because we don't know what we're doing. We start doing things in such a way. Now we say that we should have good population control, or we can have enough food for everybody. We never have had, never will have, as long as we keep up with the same attitude we have. If we just say, all the people on earth have adequate food to live a harmonious life. All the people on earth have adequate water to live a harmonious life. All the people on earth have adequate living circumstances for whatever delights them and gives them benefit, you know? Now, we have said long enough, we don't have it, we don't have it, we don't have it. And we have said long enough, well, we have infinite land, and the land will never be filled up with people. And we drive around and we see all the empty land and we say, my goodness, you know, it'll never be filled up with people. Well, when we start having a different attitude about our world, start loving our world, and start saying that our world is a divinely guided world. Every new being that comes into the world is a divinely guided being. Every being living on the face of the earth is a divinely guided being. All of the governments are divinely guided governments. My goodness, isn't that a change? All of the governments are giving to the people what the people have asked the government to give to them. You know, what a different situation. There is peace and harmony in all the world. You see, when we start surrounding ourselves with circumstances like that, when we start creating ourselves having a relationship with circumstances like that or people like that, then all things fall into perfect divine order, and the world is in harmony, and everything is in perfect order. And we have this from so many sources, and psychology is telling us this, religion is telling us this, the mind is the power of the universe. So let's start using it. Let's start using the mind in a beneficial way. Instead of saying, we don't got, let's say, all is in divine order. Instead of saying, we want to make changes, say, all is in divine order. And as we start saying, all is in divine order, then there is peace on earth. Then there is sufficiency on earth for all the population on earth. Then there is harmony among all people. You know how happy it makes you to do something for someone who doesn't have something, and then they feel good. That's a dirty way of doing things. What we should do is see the people having it themselves. See the people giving it to themselves out of their own inner ability to give. And then we won't have that good feeling in us that we have helped somebody else. Well, let's start helping ourselves. And as we start helping ourselves, then we'll find out that we can do it because we have the mental capacity. Think on these things. They're pretty powerful. They're pretty important. But we've been thinking on the other direction for so long that we sometimes lose sight. I search for people who agree with me. And I don't really search for people. I reveal them. I create them and I reveal them in my life. And I do that every moment of my life. And as I do that, all things are in divine order, now and forevermore. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.